Welcome, saints and sinners. We welcome the whole world into At My Father's Table. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. And today we're going to cover a few things. We're going to talk about wisdom. We're going to talk about understanding how to move on after tragedy. Tragedy is a part of this system that we're in. And no matter what you do, you will be a part of it. You are something special because you're here to be of service to one another. Specifically today, we're going to talk about wisdom. And what wisdom does for us is that it gives us an insight as to how to be wise. Where do we go to become wise? How is Jesus related to God's wisdom? You will find this passion. You will find these words in Proverbs 1 through 7, where it gives you an autonomy of what wisdom can do if you let it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we have choices to make. You can decide to be wise or not be wise. You can decide to fly off the handle or to be cool, calm, and collective. It's your choice. We're one of the very few species that has a choice whether to do right or whether to do wrong. Wisdom controls that directly and indirectly. So today, as a topic of conversation, we're going to preach on letting it go. We're going to preach on letting it go. Now, let me be clear. When I speak to you about letting it go, it doesn't mean that you become a doormat to the world. That's not what I'm talking about. If we want people to forgive us, we must learn to forgive others. Wisdom is tied into that. It's function, its mechanical parts that move in the spirit of the Lord. In your Bible, you can search through it and you will find the fruits of the Spirit. Now, I'm not here to give you all the answers, because I need you to go into your Bible, not my Bible, and look for these passages. And when you do that, it will engulf you into the wisdom of the Lord. There's only a few ways you can get this, but get it for yourself. Don't allow me to dictate it to you. When you find out what the fruits of the spirits are and how they apply to you and the wisdom that God is trying to impart in you, you will then feel blessed that it's you, because you become a higher awareness of a being, of being in the purpose of working for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have all encountered situations where we have said to ourselves, I can't believe that they did that to me. I can't believe, no matter what I've done to show my loyalty, they would turn around and try to hurt me eternally. I'm not understanding the logic behind that. But that's where we come in with the wisdom, because wisdom is not always logical. It doesn't always A equals BC times 2. You don't always get 2. Sometimes you get 1, and that 1 is you. So what happens when these calculations come up? At that point, you have to make a decision as to let it go. Give it an opportunity for you to gain wisdom from it, so that you don't get involved in that capacity again, where you find yourself being hurt, misused, or abused. You see, my beloved, that's when it becomes extremely painful, when you feel that someone has taken advantage of you and all you wanted to do was to be a part of the team. But everyone doesn't gain wisdom at the same pace. There are times when you may have more and that person has less. Does that mean you don't communicate with them? No, it means that you are a part of the team. And whatever you can do to pull that person up to where you are and what God has done for you, then you are being a team player. You see, saints, I'm not concerned about who the president of the usher board is and who the head deacon is. Those are structural mechanisms. It gives you a person who is supposed to be in charge of that team. You may be the president of the trash committee. You may be the president of who cleans the bathroom. But when accolades go out in God's eye, you are a part of the team. We all have different positions. We sometimes put a lot of emphasis on the pastor, on who's the head of the trustee board. We give those people an honor that's far beyond them, because the pastor is no more effective than the parking lot president, because it's the parking lot president that helps the people get into position to hear the pastor. So you have to look at the wisdom behind it. Who wants to walk into a dirty bathroom? But the president of who's in control of whether or not that bathroom stays clean gives you license to be a part of the team. I would ask, do we have any team players on board? Do we have people who will serve God not for the prestige of it, not to be head of the ministry, but to be a part of the team. Is your history so that you've been a quitter all your life? If it doesn't go your way, then you're not going to be a part of the team. Be careful, my beloved, because those are deciding factors into eternity. It's not how many people that you have in your ministry. It's who you are leading into promised land. The land that's paved with gold. How many people did you help get there under whatever position that you have? Everyone can't be the preacher, because then what you'll be hearing is a bunch of noise, because everybody wants to be heard. Wisdom will give you that opportunity. There are times when you need to sit down and shut up and let the Lord's work go forward. It's too many big I's and little U's. What it should be is that everyone is a team player, not a team slayer. Because you should not stab your neighbor in the back just so that you can get ahead. Let's not fool ourselves to think that that doesn't go on in the church, where we are assembled to worship one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if I have any Bible readers, you will see that they play separate roles, but they're on the same team. Sometimes you have to learn to let it go. In the best interest of the team, you have to let it go. Because everyone can't be fighting for the same position. Oh, I can't work with Sister So-and-so. And Brother Bill is all about himself. He just hasn't learned to be as good of a team player as you. So you have to let it go. Every facet of Christianity is not your job. You can't give people a piece of your mind, because sooner or later you will end up with no pieces at all, because the world will take it. Am I reaching any Bible readers this morning? Everybody can't be in front. Somebody has to cover the back. And in you covering the back, it allows that person that's in the front to go forward. Using your wisdom, letting it go, and being a team player. If you get nothing else out of this sermon, out of these communications, wisdom is the key to your success and everyone else. But believe it or not, we are all in different positions. See, some people were raised to be brats, spoiled brats. Some people were raised to be team players. Sister Betty is going to dig up that front yard so that when the flowers are being planted, it will look pretty to people coming past it. She's being a team player. I mean, just pull out your handy dandy mirror. Are you being a team player? Are you playing the role that God has called you to play? The usher that smiles at the person that comes in makes that person feel cool, calm, and collective. If that usher decides to be mean, nasty, and evilish, you're going to have a problem. And you're not going to know that you have that problem because wisdom hasn't told you that the usher paved that way for you or unpaved it with their meanness. Everyone can't be an usher. You ask a person to go sit here because that person knows the diagram of the building. But your attitude is that you're going to sit where you want to sit without any instructions. Why? Because you are an adult, or at least supposed to be. When you read Proverbs 1 through 7, you will get a sense of what wisdom can do for you, how to obtain it, and then the most important part as to how to use it. Sometimes you have to let it go. Every battle is not to be fought by you. Sometimes you need another team player to come in and support your efforts and what you're trying to get accomplished. There's no I in team for a reason. And when we get to the wisdom of that, we then are successful in serving God and serving humanity. Because that is what you're supposed to be here for. Some of us come to church to be entertained. They want the rah-rah. They want to be motivated. The motivation should always come from being a part of the team that serves God. Because the ultimate wisdom is His wisdom. He knows why He put you here, in this place, at this time. Some want to hear the sound of that raspy voice, that motivating factor that makes you want to do better. Yes, all of that is needed. It's being a part of the team. And when you begin to understand that your role on the team is just as important as everyone else's, do what you need to do. That's why sometimes you have to let it go. Do you realize that there are churches in our community that put people out of the church because they have philosophical differences? Well, how can you have such a philosophical difference if we're serving one God? How can that be? It can't be that this person is more mature than that person if they're reading the same material, being the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. That's understanding being a part of the team, what your role is. If you feel that you have to be in front, that you have to be that leader, first, are you qualified? That would seem to me to be the question of the day. This is not a position where you should walk in the door and assume a position because of your family name, because of what people may think about you. And this is why sometimes you have to let it go. Some of us understand that we can't be a part of every team because there are choices to make. I would rather be somewhere where I can be of service versus being undermined, misused, and abused. Am I reaching any Bible readers this morning? Am I talking to the saints and the sinners? See, we all have a role to play in the kingdom of God. And it should not be you who determines who's in and who's out because of your nastiness. Wisdom teaches you that. If you're into the Word of God, you have to learn to let it go. You cannot go about harassing life. Because if you do that, what good are you? What service are you producing? What team are you on? Because Satan has a team as well. A team that undermines, undercuts, talks about you behind your back, stabs you in your back, will walk on your face if you let them. So I can't be a part of everybody's team. The team that I want to be on is the team of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the team that I best get along with. Because if I'm reading the words that were left for me to understand the wisdom behind church, then I am in the right place. I don't want to be a part of the calamity, a part of the confusion. I would rather walk away than to step forward. And what they got from me being on the team, that's what they got. I was a part of the solution for as long as I could be before I got kicked off the team or chose not to be on that team. And the wisdom behind that is understanding where you are and how you can best be of service, not for me, but for humanity that represents God. You can't say that you are a godly person when you want to harm someone. How can you say that? At that point, you speak with forked tongue. You have to understand there are rules that we go by. And understanding the fruits of the Spirit is a part of that mechanism. And when you get that, then you can play on any team that God leads because you know that you are there to play a role, not to be the sole dictator over people. We get confused over what a slave is. Slavery is not standing over someone and telling them what to do. To enslave a person's mind should not be your mission, to not be your submission. What it should be is that you all are working together for one common good. You just have different roles to play. And history has gotten this twisted to the point where it's not even recognizable. I don't feel that I have to be in front in order to lead. I can lead by my actions, by what I do. Because I want it to be said that, well, this guy, Pastor Kevin T. Scott, was a team player. He was on the team. I don't have to be over top of everyone to feel like I'm useful. Wisdom has taught me that. And that's what I'm going to use moving forward. Sometimes you have to let it go. You have to forgive those and then move on. Because your destiny is tied to eternity. And eternity is forever. And I want to be in a place. I don't know about you, saints. My beloved, I don't know what your goals are. But I want to walk into eternity in peace and quiet, knowing that I was a part of the team, not a part of the mob that denigrated people. Oh, that's not to say that I haven't. I had to learn the wisdom behind the Bible. And that's why we're having this conversation right now. That's why when this sermon goes on the airwaves and a million so people are listening to it, they can feel the sense in the word. I'm not conning you out of the tithe. I'm not trying to get you in a position where you're going to make a love offering. This is about you and God and where your soul is going to rest in eternity. I'm not saying that churches don't need money to survive. That's not my point. But one should not stand over top of the other. We all should play a role in it. If you give $10 and I give $3, my $3 is just as important as your $10 because I'm a part of a collective team. You see, people in the pulpit will fake you out if you don't understand your Bible. Just know that. They will take advantage of you. They will get all that they can out of you and then kick you out the church. This happens every Sunday. That doesn't mean that someone should come into the sanctuary, wherever it is, and create havoc. No. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And most people know the difference of adult age. A child, you can give mercy and grace to. But the adults, you should be held accountable to what your actions are. And don't think that people don't know who you are. They know who I am. I'm not the only person that has told a lie. I'm not the only person who has stolen a candy bar. I should be judged by God, not man or woman. I should be given that grace. See, it's two people in this world that I care a lot about eternally. One is the children. And the second is the senior citizens. That in between of that is a whole lot of years. But if I can show my loyalty to the children to help them grow and prosper, if I can lend a hand to a senior citizen that has gotten old in their years, and they're not able to do what they once used to be able to do, then I have love for humanity. That's who I'm trying to serve. It's not about pushing myself over top of you or anyone else. That's how I best can represent God being on the team. And wisdom helps you get there. Sometimes you have to just let it go. And when you let it go, you're letting God direct your path. So, Bible readers, read those passages. Proverbs 1 through 7. And while you're holding the book, go to the fruits of the Spirit. It gives you a plan of action. You're not here to service man or woman, to worship them. You're here to be a part of the team. That's the goal. And sometimes it takes a little longer to get there. I understand that. But don't get confused. Don't be confused with what a church is supposed to be doing in a cult that is telling you what you should be doing. There is a difference. And using your wisdom will determine which side that you're on. This has been another sermon by Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table. God bless you. If you would like to reach the church, you can call 240-522-4257. We offer prayer. We often talk about wisdom and using it wisely. We're here broadcasting on KingScottRadioTV.com. You can always go to our previous sermon and listen for the Word of God. You make sure you have a good week. Keep the smile on your face and the joy in your heart, and be the team player that you're being called to be. Amen, amen, and amen.